broadcasting 24/7, 365. You're listening to 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca, Kingston's only campus community radio station. Tune in for the best local programming.
Hey everyone, it's 8 p.m. on Saturday and you're tuned in CFRC 101.9 FM. Welcome to Peace, Love, and Jenny. This program's all about the classics, with the spotlight on the sounds of the 60s and 70s, plus a few modern artists who bring that same timeless vintage feel. We'll be exploring everything from pop and soul to funk, jazz, and even a touch of hip-hop, spanning decades but all connected through good vibes, peace and love, and of course, a little bit of me, Jenny. This week we've got some fun, rebellious, and upbeat music straight from the past. I hope these songs bring some of you back, and for those who weren't around yet, maybe they'll help you time travel back. So, we're starting strong with my favorite band, the Beatles, of course, and one of their more rock and roll tracks, Money, That's What I Want. Isn't it true? The song was recorded in 1963 from their album With the Beatles, back when the band was still early in their career, playing long hours, touring nonstop, and trying to make a name for themselves. They picked this song because it matched their raw, high-energy sound. Loud guitars, fast tempo, and lots of attitude. Paul McCartney even took on the lead vocals to give it that grittier edge than their softer love songs. The message is simple and bold. Love is great, but money keeps things moving. So the Beatles didn't try to soften it. They leaned into the honesty and turned it into a powerful, punchy rock track. So here it is, Money, That's What I Want by the Beatles. always loved the energy in that song. The first time I heard it was actually in the Beatles movie, I Want to Hold Your Hand. I don't know if anyone's seen that, but it is a classic and definitely one of my favorites. There's a scene where a girl sneaks into the Beatles hotel room and faints under their bed when George Harrison walks in. And I can't lie, I probably would have done the same. So I definitely relate a lot to that movie and wish I was one of those girls growing up in the 60s obsessed with the Beatles, because I definitely know I would have been. And up next is No Time by the Guess Who. The song is driven by fast, punchy guitar riffs and a steady, urgent rhythm that never really lets up. The bass and drums stay tight, giving it that classic late 60s rock feel. Burton Cummings' vocals shift between smooth and intense, adding to the tension in the song. The melody is catchy, but there's still an edge to it. So it's not polished, it's just raw and direct. Everything about the sound feels like it's in motion, which fits the message perfectly. So here it is, No Time by the Guess Who.
You said loved ones. This is DJ Nasty Nexus coming to you live and direct from CFRC 101.9. I'm here to bring you the goods from my new show, Classless Radio, airing every Friday night at 11 p.m. I'll be giving you hits and hidden gems all the way from jazz to blues and hip-hop and R&B. Music from the soul that everybody needs. Hop on my wavelengths and get right with the kid to kick off your big weekend. Stay tuned.
And that was Straight Shooter by the Mamas and Papas. Such a great track, and it actually reminds me of when I was in California a couple summers ago and got to see Mama Cass's old house, where she was known for throwing those legendary parties. The whole 60s California rock scene just feels so iconic to me. What a time that must have been. Now we're keeping the energy up with an old favorite of mine, Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads. The idea for this song came from a really spontaneous moment. David Byrne and the band were at a funkadelic concert where the crowd started chanting, "Burning down the house." He wasn't thinking about it literally, he just liked how the phrase sounded, chaotic, exciting, and full of energy. They brought that feeling into the studio with a sharp, funky guitar riff, pulsing synths, and a rhythm that never quite sits still. The whole track feels unpredicted in the best way possible, like it's always on the edge of something big. It's not about burning anything down, so take a moment and let the intensity and just the music take over you, okay? So this is Burning Down the House by the Talking Heads.
Oh, Awesome Kingston is Kingston's micro-grant organization. We've given away over $125,000 in micro-grants over our 12 years. We meet 10 times a year to hear pitches from our community, and every time we give one person or group $1,000 cash, no strings attached, to help fund their dreams. If you have an idea that might make Kingston more awesome, consider a pitch to Awesome Kingston to win one of our $1,000 no strings attached micro grants. You can pitch at awesomekingston.org. Proposals are due the first Sunday of every month, and selected pitches are heard the third Thursday of every month. Once again, pitch your awesome ideas at awesomekingston.org.
And that was Can't Stand Losing You by The Police. I've always loved the reggae undertones in the song, and it's impossible not to move a little when it comes on. And honestly, whenever I hear The Police, it reminds me of The Office and Kevin's band. If you know, you know. But jokes aside, what a great group. Their music just has that energy that makes you want to get up and dance. Now we're staying in the 70s rock lane with Led Zeppelin, but with one of their more laid-back tracks. It's called Dire Maker, and it has kind of Beach Boys style to it, but in a Zeppelin way. The band wrote this one when they wanted to loosen up and not take themselves too seriously. After years of heavy, intense rock, they experimented with a lighter sound inspired by reggae and Caribbean themes. Even the title is a joke. When you say Dire Maker in a British accent, it sounds like Jamaica. I don't hear it, but sure. The song keeps things simple with a catchy melody, an easy rhythm, and lyrics that feel more conversational than dramatic. It's Zeppelin having fun and trying something different. So, if this is a new song for you, hopefully you enjoy it. And again, you're trying something different from Zeppelin today. So, this is Dire Maker.
You don't have to go. taking care of business. Yep. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
Every day.
Taking care of business.
Every way.
Taking care of business.
It's all mine.
Taking care of business.
Working overtime.
Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
We've been
taking care of business.
We've been
taking care of business.
Woo!
Taking care of business. Taking care of
we're here for a good time. Not a long time.
Not a long time.
So have a good time. The sun can shine every day.
And the sun is shining in this rain city. And the sun is shining. Ooh, isn't it a pity?
When the clock strikes midnight, the night truly begins. Step into the darkness on CFRC's Retro Radio Show, diving deep into the sounds of the past, from haunting classics to underground gems. This is Terry, and every Friday night starting October 3rd, from midnight to 2 a.m., tune your dial to CFRC.ca or 101.9 and let the music pull you in.
Comes our way, yeah, gotta go make it happen. lightning, heavy metal thunder, racing with the wind, and the feeling that I'm under. Yeah, darling, go make it happen. Take the world in a loving embrace. Buy all of your guns and butts and explode into space.
That was Born to be Wild by Steppenwolf. Such an influential song that really captures that rebellious spirit of the late 60s and 70s. Now we're switching things up with a newer track, T-Rex is Loud by Daijo. Daijo is the music project of Joe Curie, who you might know as Steve Harrington from Stranger Things if you've seen it. His music leans more into an experimental psychedelic sound, which is completely different from what you've seen of him on the screen. So here's something a little modern with a retro edge. Hope you enjoy.
Hey, it's been too long. Pulling, figured it out, I'm in heaven.
had to move. That's why, if you please, I am on my bended knees. Bertha, don't you come around here anymore. Just myself.
That was Bertha by the Grateful Dead, and that version is extra special because it was live at the Fillmore. I'm playing it not only because they're one of the greatest bands to ever do it, but also because of the unfortunate passing of Bob Weir. Bob was a true musical legend, and the Grateful Dead's music has always been about more than just songs. It's about freedom, community, and that feeling of getting completely lost in just the moment. Bob's rhythms, guitar, and harmonies help shape that sound. This blend of folk, blues, and rock that somehow always feels natural and alive. And the way the Dead improvised made every performance feel like it could only happen once. There's something special about music that doesn't try to be perfect, just honest. The Grateful Dead created a whole culture around that idea, and it's still inspiring people today. So yeah, I'm proud to say I'm a Deadhead, and I hope some of you are too. We're coming to my last song for today. Thank you all for listening. listening, and I'm ending off with my hidden gem of the week. This one is from a show I've loved ever since I was a little girl, and from a band that you could argue is a TV band, but definitely one of the most influential TV bands ever. That is The Monkees. We're going to listen to the song that played during the ending credits, For Pete's Sake. It's a quiet, reflective song about staying true to yourself, even when life starts to feel overwhelming. It keeps things simple, soft harmonies, gentle guitars, and it feels calm, honest, and a little nostalgic, which is exactly why it works so perfectly at the end of their episodes, and why it feels right to end the show with it too. So thanks again for listening to Peace, Love, and Jenny, and make sure you tune in next week at 8 p.m. on CFRC. Hope this song brings you back, as it sure did for me. So here it is, For Pete's Sake by The Monkees.
Shine.